Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Let's move on in, as what I said is the challenging perek of the Darim, and that's Naira Hamarasa. We're now going to get down to, after having had the Agdama last week, as they say, the details. So today's sugya is the sugya of Ein Hafara Achar Hafara. Let me give a brief introduction. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah tells us that if one of the parties was Mefer, one of the shutfim was Mefer, and then the second one was Mekayim. In such a case, even if there's going to be a scenario where there is She'elas Chacham on the Hakama, which is a construct which is allowed, and you'll be Oiker the Hakama, and they'll be Mefer the Neder, that does not work. The Neder is not Mufer. Why? Because you need both parties, their shutfim here, to be Mefer Bevasachas. And the question is why? Because even if through the hakama of the second it's considered to be that it's not vasachas, why can't the first one just be mefer again, and then the second one will be mefer, and therefore they have now recreated the shutvas? Why should that work? And in fact, there are rishonim who say it works, and the rishonim would say it does not work. And we're going to discuss the machlekes in the next half hour. So let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Gegoin kitchachlei." The Gemara makes its trichasa and says, "We're talking about a case: the hafer echad mekayim echad. The shutzes broke down a little bit. One was mefer, one was mekayim, and then the mekayim was shoyel on the kiyum. My tame, my dehakil akrei. Whatever he was mekayim, was now ikur deyakama." And therefore, the Akama shouldn't be chal, kamash mon, the mefirin shneim bevas achas. So we see that Akama of one is mafriya, and therefore, even afterwards, even if it will be shayla on Akama, which normally a shayla takes it away retroactively, so why should not the shayla work? And Gemara tells you a chiddush that doesn't work. The question is, why taka doesn't work? And the Rishayin and the Rajab and the Ran ask the obvious kasha that if we Paskin that Sha'ela is Iker something or Mafreya, why taka does it not work? Look in the Ran. The Ran says, Kamashman, the Adam Mefirin Shneim Vasachlem, so Yafsik Benech Lechver Dervishu Ma'akva Farah. It shouldn't be something which stops the Afarika in Akama. Kama stops the Afarah. Come that. Kivin the Hishat La Bar Farah, Fel Acha Farah Kamai says, Bot the Love of Tsarkshim Farin Achshneim Vasach. This is the basic sugyas hagamar. The question really that we have here in this shaila here is why taka, the Ran asks, why taka doesn't it work with vasachas? It should work with vasachas, because after all, everything in the Torah, if you are Eikrit L'mafreya, it should work. Go down to the Bhiksha Rajba. It's a little bit past the sidelines. Am I reading that? Far kamaisa batla alabas the ishal kamasa keep the chachamaydus and nair mikarei haru keilu hekim klal. This is the Rajba kasha, and the Rajba deals with this the way he does. But it's a good kasha. If you look in the Rush, Rush asks, says kolemishli hefsek shabein beza farish lohi achren royu lahafer goinacha shekayim shnishle royu lahafer. And then he brings the second shot, Yeshua Farshim, Yeshta Kaname Farishim, Pamshneya Brishim Yikar. So we have a machlekes in the Rishonim. So let's line up the sheetahs here. The Ramban and the Ran say, as we said, that since Bashasa Kama Sabal, there was no Hafara anymore. And the Farah, the Rishon, is not considered to be a Farah, and the a Farah is Nizbatel. Therefore, even the second one will come, will be Shayel, and he'll be Iker the Kamala Freya. It's too late. As you saw in the Rush, you saw in the Ran, Nizbatel, Hafarah is a Rishon, and therefore the Shayel's Chacham cannot restore it back to where it was, because once it was Mevotel, it's Mevotel. However, according to say the Ramban of the Ran, if there'll be Mefer again, from scratch, well, clearly that would help. However, the Ran then goes ahead and brings the Shitas HaRambam. Rambam is brought here on the second wide line. Aval b'divrei HaRambam mazal, as you all know by now, numerous times, the Ran kinui of the Rambam in his Pirushan, the Dorim, is Rambam mazal. It's honorific. Near the chol shekola kol ben far dechad lafar didich shuv ein yechaylin lahafer. So the Rambam is chaylik on this, even if there would be shayel, and this is how it's mashman in the rush too. And the question is why? Why can't you be mefer again? From the Rambam's mashma, that this is a problem of ein hafara achar hafara. In other words, if you look in the Medayik and Lush of the Rambam, the Rambam says, Leitem ein hafara achar hafara, elo de mahani. So the Ran is telling you that this is a hafara achar hafara problem. But if you look in the Lashon of the Rambam doesn't say that. And from the Lashon of Ein Leimar, it would seem that the Rambam would be aligned with this. And the question, of course, is that this din of Ein hafara achar hafara has to come from somewhere. And where does this chiddush come from? That's the major question the Achrayim have in the sugya. So just to clarify, so everybody understands the lineup here before we go into the Achrayim of the Rishayim, the Ran, Ramban, Rosh, and the Rambam, and I'll clarify it again. The Ran brings, even though the first hafar was in this battle through the hakama of the second one, nevertheless, after he was shail on the hakama, the first one can be mefer again. We don't say ein hafara achar hafara. And the Ran says that this is b'shitas haramban. He then brings the Rambam that you're all looking at. And the Rambam says there is no hafara. Let's see the Rambam. Naira hamarasa. Shenadu v'kiyam la'aviyah l'vadeh y'bal l'vadeh v'hafer la v'acha ha'chapish nish l'chach v'itla ha'kmasa e'in ha'chayzer mefer la v'achar shekvar hafer la she'en la'afara el ha'shneim ke'echa. That's the lesson of the Rambam, that there is no hafer to the nether. It's mashma from the way the Rambam brings the Rambam, that the Ran and the Rambam are consistent, as the Ran said, that there's no hafer achar hafara. Is there a machlekes? Is there airspace here between the Ran and the Rambam? The Rush, as we saw, brings two dais. If Akira, after Akama, would have vitiated entirely, or can you still be Mefer? And it seems that the Rush, Paskins, Brush explains this sheet that it can't be Mefer again. The problem with this Rambam is the last phrase, which is not yet yellow. The Rambam says she'elam lahafer el shneim ke'echad. So the first kasha of this Rambam is why takanat? Why can't you be mefer again? The second kasha of the Rambam is on the lashon of the Rambam asks the Karen Ira that the Rambam seems to be shaleik sidron, because from the Rambam it's mashma that first he was making, and the second, then after is there was a farah. Let's see the Karamaner's kasha inside. He asks first the thematic kasha on the Rambam, why talk of the Rambam paskin you can't be made for? So it's a long shtickle here in the Karamaner. I'm just going to take out a few lines here. He quotes the Rashi, which we know is not the Rashi. Masha Kasa B'Shem Rambam, towards the end of the first column. I don't send the Rambam at all. Given that if you are shayel, the whole thing should be vitiated, and why can't you just do it over again? Why is Rambam hold that It is frozen and you can't be mefer again. He says, after all, Yakima because the Sha'ila is Ikrit retroactively. So why shouldn't the Sha'ila be able to be Ikrit retroactively too? So you start where you began, and therefore you should start all over again. And what's the reason? Why did the Rambam say that you can't? And he stays with the Tzarech Iyun, and the Rambam Shita needs an explanation. And what is the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh and the Ram? So there are several Mahalchim here in the Chorinim and the Rosh Yeshivas. Just going to tell you a few, because this gets really. This is what I remember learning that Marasa 1L in Eretz Yisrael. The first thing I remember was 100 degrees, but the second I remember is that this was a Perek that was controlled by the Rosh Yeshivas. Once you can clarify what the Shittos of the Rishonim are, it's an unparalleled challenge to understand how the Rosh Yeshivas give a beer and enlighten us in the Shita of the Rishonim. Rav Naftali in the Chiddush HaGranat says that the Rambam and the Rosh are consistent and they are not on the same line as the Rambam. Why? Because later we'll see in the Gemara that if even in a case where the Hafara was one of them was Nisbatel, nevertheless, the concept of Mikolash Kolish, which is that the nether is weakened. Gemara has a famous Shaila Baal, Megas Gaius or Mikolash Kolish. Mikolash Kolish means the nether is weakened. Nevertheless, if the Hafara was Nisbato, the fact that it was Mikolash Kolish, it was weakened, went from its source, that doesn't go away. The Hafara doesn't take that away. The Miklash Kolish remains in place. And therefore, that Miklash Kolish is sufficient to vitiate a Hafara after the fact. That's Shitas Harambam and the Rush. And that's why the Rambam said you can't be made for anymore because the Miklash Kolish still stays in place. But the Ran says clearly that the Miklash Kolish is batal when the Hafara is batal. And therefore, we understand why you can be made for again. So this is really dependent on a machlekes later on whether or not the Miklash Kolish stays in place or not. And you have to understand the basics of the Sugya of Nisraikna, which we haven't yet touched yet. Scroll down. The best thing to do will be learning all of Naira Marasa with the Ran and come back to it. You can't be added to something else, but it's still there. And therefore, once it's still there, you can't be made for again because the Miklash Kolish that it effectuated, the weakening of the nether that the first Afar effectuated, never went away. Never went away. That's Mahalach number one. Baruch Ber has a different Mahalach, and he says, Alam Shavart, he says, the shutfis that we have here, when it comes to the afara, is a shutfis for the chalais of the beetle of the nether. But the actual maisa afara, and he makes a lamdisha yeshiva shavart, which is mechalak the chalais of the afara between and the maisa afara. The maisa afara, you don't need a shutfis. Therefore, in such a case, you made a Maisa Hafara, our case that we're dealing with, Hafara, and then Shaila afterwards, you made a Maisa Hafara, made a full Maisa Hafara, meaning he's already indicated, I don't want the nether. And therefore, you can't come back after the fact and be made for again because you already got only had one gelt, basically, you only get one shot at this. If you look in the Save of Pri Etz Chaim to Chaim Irons. He brings from Chaim Shlomo, the Panj Rosh Yeshiva, who heard it from, who said it from over his Zeder of Baruch Ber. Go back. Yeah. So again, this is not something which is so easily isolated, but we'll give you the Mara Malkum here. Scroll down a little bit. Okay, so it's one page. You got to go back there, and I'll try to take out the frieze. Try to take out the few lines that can get you to focus in on what we need, where he makes this chilik between the Maisa Hafara and the chalois of the Maisa Hafara. And the which does not require shutfus and the chalais of the afara. Scroll back up to the top of the second column. Okay, so the last two lines in the bottom of the first column is best I can do here to give you a. Now you cannot be mitzara for this with any other nether. And it's no good. This lamed shechilik that the ma'aser hafara stays sufficiently enough. This spalt, this lamed spalt between the ma'aser hafara and the chalos of the hafara. If you go weiter into the next maramak, which is Aaron Sefer, he says he quotes the Ran and he quotes the Rambam. And the Rambam's Kasha quotes the Rebbe Naftali, gives you all the quote unquote right in the sugya. Scroll down. Freeze. Bemis, you cite Advarim. Mazet Issa Bakdush of Shurman Bark Bar Mulchilton. Mashka's little barb said together dinner for Ainzer Akasias Chalasha Pale Bugufaneder. Elder by Mshame Maisa Hafara. The Makum Shva Gila died to Shane writes and Mamela Ainla for us as near Shame Maisa Hafara. Chachena for us in Ma'ila. That's the word. You can take it further from there by. Going through the backwards through how he explains the basic sheet of the Rishonim. This is in the Ikrei HaSugyos, which is a exceptionally fine liquid. Now comes something which is very chavav to me. I personally was zeichet to publish the shiurim of Meir Rabbi of Nachum Pratsavitz on Perek Nei Marasa. I did not learn Nei Marasa. Under the tutelage of Nachum, but scroll down. I was zeichet to be given the opportunity to print them in Yeshurun. Scroll down. So you can see that is the Yeshurun typeset. If you go to the next page, you'll be able to see it. Scroll down to the next page. Oops. Whatever reason, it doesn't say Yeshurun. Go back to the previous page. There you go, you're sure in Lama's base. Okay, so long time ago we were up to Yishur Nun and Nun Aleph. B'mabit, B'kiryas Sefer. The Kiryas Sefer, which is printed here before, which you don't have time to go into, so I will just summarize it for you, says you can't be Shoyel and Hakama. The reason why this maneuver that we started with, that the problem brought in the Ran, that you can't be shown a comma is, it's a defective akama, and therefore you can't be mefer. What does this mean? So Reb Nachum explains what it means. I'm just again giving you the tamtzis of a very important, particularly here, which you can look at yourself. Nachum explains that just like you need a shutvus of the av and the oros for afara, so too you need it for hakama. And therefore, since you need that shutvus, the first hakama was never nekar. But the obvious question is that if a hakama without both of them is not a hakama, is why can't it be made for again, even without a shayel chacham? There was nothing happened. That's the kasha based on the Mabit. Scroll down, show you this kasha. No. Yeah, you can scroll down again. I'll work backwards here in the few minutes that we have. Scroll. I'll show you where he says brings from my Rabbi. No, back. I'm just showing you a quote here. And obviously, we haven't said the word, but then the end of the first paragraph, freeze it, don't move it. Where is it? Shemati Mari Chami, Hagoyin Tatsal. That is Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Shemacham was made by Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Shemati Mari Chami. Okay, so now let's see what Rav Nachman's Mahalach here is. He says it's two dinim in akama. First, the bittul is chus of the afara, because once you make him, you lose this chus to be mefer. And then there's a second aspect of hakama, which is the chalais kiyum and a chizuk in the nether. And therefore, when you makayim, all you did was being mevatel the chus of his ability to subsequently mefer. But there's no kiyum in the nether, because for the kiyum or the nether, you need a shutvus of both. The first aspect, which is bittul zchus v'afara, that you can do even with one party, but an actual kiyum of the neder, you need both parties, and therefore one of them was mekim. We now explain the shita and the rishain. One of them is mekim. He lost his kayach v'afara, and he can't be a shayel anymore, because it's not like he made a neder, and therefore the iser is bimkayim I made. Go back to the previous page. On the top left. Brings them a bit. Keep on going. I'm going to show you where he shows two dinim. No, there's no way to summarize this in three lines here, which is what we try to do. So I'm going to leave the island with this Mara Makayim. This shtickle from Nachum, let me summarize for you outside, and then you can, it's only two pages. And once you get through the Mabit in its original, you can start after the first paragraph. But what Rav Nachum says is a Chiddush. He says, since you need the Av and the Aris together for afara, why should you not need it for a kama? And therefore, the original hakama is not nekar, and therefore it can't be made for again, which is the shita of the rishonim. And the question obviously is, if a kama without the two of them doesn't work, so why can't the shailos chacham restore the playing field to where it was, and then you should be able to be made for again. That's the kasha we had to lead off the sukkah. It says Rav Chanochem, there's two dinim in akam. First is the bittul of the zechus of the afara. Once you're making, you lose your right. Hafara is a valuable right. People will pay money for that. But once you do that, you lose the right. And second is the chalais kiyam, the chizuk of the nether. And therefore, when you were making, when only one was making, the only thing that was this battle was the first aspect, the schus to be mefer. Because once you were making, you lost the schus to be maker. But the second aspect of being mechazik, mekayim the nether, that doesn't work unless you have both shutvim. The first prong, which is eliminating your schus to be making, that to be mefer, that one hafarak is sufficient. But if you want to be mechazik the nether, you need the two shutvim. And therefore, if once one person was making it, the affects the koyach of the hafarak, to steer it to the koyach hafarak, but you can't be shaylan anymore, and you can't start all over again. Because it's not like you made a nether, and therefore it stays. This is what Ramachal's Vart is, two dinim in the side of a nether and a kum of a nether, and only one is fulfilled without a shutuf, and the second one of the chizuk of the nether requires both shutufim, therefore you can't start all over again. Ad kan for this week, Rabbi Sai. I know this is not easy material, but as I said, the Rosh Hashivas clarify the Shittas, the Rishonim, in a beautiful way. And therefore, they help us through these sugyas chamuris b'shas. Thank you to my partners. I'll see everybody next week.